This is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
Yay.
Hey. If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus,
down Santa podcast. Claus Lane. We got news, results, and much more. Blitzen
and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh. Hey, how you doing? I didn't know what happened.
What's going on?
Oh, it's great. You know what I like to say right now?
What's that?
Christmas is just about my favorite time ever since I was a little kid. I always felt like it was my own personal holiday.
What's that a quote from?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I don't want to talk about Ernest. I want to talk about
WWE.
I want to talk about wrestling. Because I fucking love wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrible. Who listens about wrestling? No, I'm just kidding. I love wrestling. But what's going on, man?
Not much.
Did you see the whole Vince McMahon coming out and saying he wants to change wrestling?
Again?
He wants to listen to the fans. Didn't he say that before?
Yeah. He said, I'm going to give what the fans want. You know what they want?
Money!
I was actually going to say HLA. I don't think we're going to get that again, though.
But, like, now, whoever was commissioners are gone. What are they going to do with Paige? That's my question.
They're going to make her a pre-show analyst for the pay-per-views.
Oh, gosh. Not another Chrissy Hemming.
Not another Chrissy Hemming? Maybe they're going to make her a valet with the New Day.
Oh, gosh. No. Not another sex tape.
What's wrong with that?
Dude, we've seen it already. We don't need sequels.
Why not? I mean,
I don't know.
What, you don't like Paige?
I love Paige. She's my white knight.
You're like, I want to. She finally bought back the nice, clean, you know.
I know she went back
image,
to,
and you're like, I don't want to ruin that.
I don't
want to
ruin it. So now she's like a virgin again, in my eyes.
She needs to ruin it again. She needs to ruin it all the time. We need to have more Paige sex videos.
Oh, gosh. Now. So. What do you think so far? The whole Vince McMahon thing.
It just happened. And it's just going back to the authority being in charge. Except now they're faces, apparently.
Faces, authorities, huh?
The face authority. That is exactly what Vince McMahon did. He said, you know what we haven't done? The face authority.
Oh, gosh. This sounds so horrible. So, Raw got a little bit better this week.
Not by much.
It got a little bit better.
I mean, it's like it's polishing a turd, you know? It's still a piece of shit.
I like the idea that Dolph Ziggler and Finn Balor are facing each other now.
Well, yeah, because they ran Ziggler versus Rollins long enough that everybody got bored of it.
I think it's time to just, like, mix everybody up. I think you should put some guys on NXT. I think you should put some guys on Raw, some on SmackDown.
Well, that's what they did with Mustafa. And he pinned Daniel Bryan, which was amazing.
Dude, that was an amazing match.
That was pretty awesome.
I always thought Ali was great anyway. And didn't know what they were going to do with him 1205.
But that's why Brian makes a great champion, because it is completely okay. Now, talking to some people, they said it was not realistic to have him go against Brock Lesnar, but it is realistic to have him as a champion. So it's a big deal that, you know, Mustafa got a pin on Daniel Bryan. That's the type of stuff that I think is why people prefer watching SmackDown, because more unexpected events happen on SmackDown.
But, like, listening to people, like, recently, they were talking about Ambrose and Rollins. They said their match was horrible on TLC. I thought the match was good. I thought it was a nice build-up. But everybody who thinks everything sucks in this world, I don't know. Maybe they want to be... Maybe it's cold outside. Be snowflakes.
Ambrose and Rollins have a blood feud going on. They should be beating the hell out of each other. And they had a standard wrestling match. That's what the problem was. I don't think people had a problem with the actual match. It was the fact that it should have been a different type of match.
I got what you're saying. But it's still building up. You know what I mean? Don't know when it's going
to
end.
Building up to what? Building up for Roman to return and beat the shit out of both of them.
That'd be awesome. So, Tyler Breeze showed back up on Raw.
Yeah.
Sucks that he lost to Ambrose. I think he's a better athlete than half the roster on Raw. That they should give him a little bit... some freedom to do some work.
They should make Christian his manager.
I think Lance Storm needs to come back.
They could be called the Creepy Little Bastards. Let's go back to Christian. Lance Storm can do his own thing. He's awesome on Twitter.
Yeah, he is awesome on Twitter. So, then you got Elias playing a smash hit for Bobby Lashley.
I like the fact that with Elias, that they haven't changed up his promos too much. They've kept him as close as possible to how he was as a heel without bashing. But you know what? Actually, one of the promos he did against Lashley, he still bashed another city. So even as a face, he can still throw in a little shade, which is why his character is so awesome right now.
So it looks like they have a tag team match going on with a Revival, the B Team, AOP, and Lucha House Party.
And they finally gave the Revival a win.
Yes. Dude, I'm a big fan of the Revival, and I think they should be being one of the top heels in the business.
Can I mention something, though?
What?
They probably would have been doing a lot better if they didn't have that really shitty rash of injuries that they had. Because when they first came up, they were actually doing things with them, and then they got injured. So, I mean,
They were doing stuff with them again, and then they just gave them a crappy storyline.
But then they got injured again. It happened, like, twice. And yes, injuries happen. We've already talked about this.
You know Jericho only been injured once?
To the point where he couldn't wrestle.
Yeah, it was a broken arm.
I mean, he's had other times where he's gotten injured, but he's just fought through it, because that was the nature of the business back then, is that you just deal with it, so...
Oh, no, he said he never got injured. This was on his podcast.
He never got injured to the point where it took him out of action.
That's not what he said. He said he only had a broken arm. That's the only thing that took him out.
When was this?
94, I think.
He's had other injuries. It just wasn't enough to take him out of action. I clearly remember one of his injuries. It was when he went against Benoit at the Rumble in the ladder match. He had a fucked up shoulder from that. But it wasn't enough to take him out of action.
I'm just listening.
I'm just saying what Jericho's saying.
Hey, I listened to his podcast. So Ronda addressed TLC. I really didn't like that she came down and ruined the match. I thought Asuka should have won it without.
Well, it doesn't matter, because like Vince McMahon said, it's a TLC match. Doesn't matter. She had a clean win.
Yeah, I know.
Anything happens in TLC matches, it's a clean victory.
So Ronda is going to call out the two women that... And it's going to keep on going until WrestleMania. then we're going to go,
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm going to go, to it.
You're going to Ronda versus, and you're just going to be like, I'm getting sick and tired of all this Becky Lynch shit.
Oh, you don't think she's a man?
I think it's awesome that she's in position to actually main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think
I mean, that's pretty awesome, but I don't like the comparisons to Stone Cold. I don't like her having, like, fucking Twitter fights and shit. It's
you,
like...
You told me who she reminds you of.
Heel Bret Hart.
Why?
Okay, so there was this one Twitter exchange she had, and I'm trying to remember who it was with. I think it was with Charlotte. And yes, it's all in character. Whatever. But she said, oh, no, this was to Ronda. She goes, she mentioned the time when, what's her name in UFC, like, the one that gave her first loss when she, like, kicked her
head.
She said, oh, you remember the time where, you know, it's like, yeah, you remember the time you got knocked the fuck out? Like, I mean, she didn't say that, but that's basically the gist of what she was talking about. And I thought to myself, I said, Steve Austin won't be saying this shit. He won't be saying this shit if he was still Stone Cold. Yeah. He wouldn't be talking to The Rock over Twitter going, hey, Rock, remember the time where Triple H whooped your ass? He wouldn't say that. He would say, hey, Rock, remember the time that I kicked your ass? But Bret Hart will be mentioning all this stuff. Correct. Bret Hart will mention anything that makes him look petty. But then he turn around and, you know... There's that slight bit of pettiness and shade, and, like, as much as I know you love Bret Hart, his heel character was all about kind of being a shit, so...
Yeah. I know what he was.
But
I cheered on. But I was a Bret Hart fan for life.
Yeah, but I just... I don't like certain things that they're doing, or that... the way that her character is. I get the direction that they're trying to go with it, but... At the same time, you know what I don't like? I don't like how it caters to a certain audience. How it caters to people that picture they remember how Steve Austin was instead of the ones that actually, like, followed him his entire career. It's like, oh, this is really the new era of, like, what a badass Austin looks like. I fucking hate wrestling. I mean, like, Becky Lynch is awesome and everything, but, you know, and it's great that she doesn't really use those comparisons. She's trying to mold her own character.
Correct.
But there's still people out there that are saying that, and it's fucking bullshit. Like,
I got what you're saying, yeah. So, later on in the show, gauntlet match with the women's, Raw women's title, number one contender. So, you had, Bayley and Fox start off, and Fox got eliminated. Then Dana Brooke got eliminated. Bayley got eliminated. Mickey James got eliminated. Moon got eliminated. Ruby Riott got eliminated. Sasha Banks got eliminated.
Okay, so who won?
Natty.
I was about to say, you don't have to mention every single person.
No, I was trying to figure out where Natty came in. But, like, whoever wrote this is a fucking idiot. I couldn't read anything. I'm, like, trying, like, where did Natty come in? They didn't say, but...
It doesn't really matter. She won, so she's going to be going against... She already had, like, because they already taped Raw. She's facing off on the next Raw, right? The one that's taped?
I thought she was taking on at Royal Rumble.
I don't remember which one it is. All I know is that the next Raw episode... has already been recorded, and I haven't read any spoilers. Like, I just... Whatever.
I hate spoilers, so I haven't read anything.
Yeah, I know. That's why you get pissed every single time that George puts any spoilers up on the page.
Gosh. But, like, the thing I hated was that, Ronda came out and, like, hugged her, and it's like, oh... Dude, they should have just,
why,
like...
Why do you hate that?
It just... It's like, oh my gosh, my best friend, I'm wrestling my best friend. Oh.
But that's the thing with Ronda, is the fact that her character isn't like Stone Cold. Like, Ronda's character is, if you piss me off, I'll kick your ass. If we're friends, we're cool. Austin's old character would have been, you can be my friend. I'm still going to kick your ass. Yes.
But, like, whatever it was, that I just didn't like the ending of it. I thought it should have been a little bit more not personal. Like, looking at each other, it's like, oh, we're going to be next. And just had to stare at it and then walk away. So you can be still friends, but that makes it go, oh, I'm going to make it easy for you, Natty. I'm not going to break your arm.
Wow. Wow. You're such a great friend. Thank you. Thank you that you're not going to break my arm. So I was reading this one message thread on Facebook not too long ago, and somebody was mentioning how the polarizing response that Ronda gets as far as, I mean, just her in general. It doesn't even have to be, like, in wrestling. It could be, like, anywhere. And somebody was saying that, like, oh, Ronda's only doing this as a pity tour, that she doesn't really care about wrestling. And I wanted to say something, but at the same time, I was like, no, because I'm really not trying to get into an argument. It's not that
important. Wait, who said this?
I don't remember. It was somebody on a Facebook thread. But I just remember thinking to myself, like, okay, she's opened herself to every single criticism that she's ever gotten in MMA. And yes, people didn't like the fact that when she took a couple of losses, like, okay, it's time to go. But at the same time, as far as the stuff in wrestling goes, she's been doing great.
Dude, if she didn't care about the business, she wouldn't be doing it.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, because there's people that'll just do it for money. But she doesn't need the money. Like, if anything, she's probably making less money doing this than she would be if she were to just, like, do the whole acting gig. But it's the whole...
Oh, dude, and she got the acting thing going on, too.
But it's the whole, it's amazing to realize that she has not wrestled for that long, and yet
she looks good.
And yet, in her matches, she's typically the one that's carrying the other person. If you've noticed,
how she does the armbar and, like, the flip and shit, I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy.
And, like, well, it's because this is from, like, actual training, so she knows how to do all that stuff, and these are things that, like,
but it looks like she's, like, picking up, like, whoever it is and, like, had a doll in her hand and threw him.
I mean,
like a rag doll. Thank you. That's,
I mean, the only issues that she still has is that, like, her promos are still a little questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever. These are nitpicks coming from somebody that just watches, like...
Chris Jericho started off and he didn't have great promos in the beginning. Yeah, baby!
Jericho was awesome back in the day. Don't hate.
No. Jericho admits this. If you read his book, he said he wasn't great on the mic part.
But nobody ever starts great on the mic.
She just started too. You know what I mean? But when he started watching videos, he learned. You know what I mean? WCW.
No, but what I'm saying is that
for the
position that they put her in, because everybody was talking about that. Oh, she should have started NXT, and then others were like, no, they're not going to have her on NXT when she's, like, one of the biggest stars on the roster.
It's like putting Brock Lesnar on.
That would be awesome. Oh my god, can you imagine Brock Lesnar versus Johnny Gargano?
That shit would be funny. Poor Johnny, but damn.
Or,
Aleister Black?
Oh, the possibilities. That would be awesome. That's why I like the fact that they've almost kind of clouded the whole idea that NXT is a farm brand and not, like, the third brand, which is why whenever anybody says, like, oh, Velveteen Dream's ready to be bought, no, keep him down there. He's, like, what, 23? He's got so many years to go.
Dude, like, he has so much potential.
They need to keep him in NXT for so fucking long that by the time he does get called up to the main roster, they can't possibly screw up his character, because people will really know him by only one person. Somebody else was mentioning, they were like, yeah, this character is a lot better than when he was the, I think the character he had before that was, like, the black Trump supporter. Yes, he is very versatile when it comes to his characters.
So, we started off on SmackDown with McMahon's and Triple H.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, things are changing. Let's have some McMahons.
We're changing everything. And so Shane announced Paige is stepping down as GM.
Did you see the intro segment for that? Where Big E was like eating a piece of meat or whatever right in front of Brian, and Brian was looking at him like, what the hell is wrong with you? Nice. But then somebody else was mentioning, they were like, yeah, when Paige walked up, that like Xavier was like nodding his head, and like somebody was like, yeah, he was probably thinking to himself, yeah, I hit that.
So whatever role she's going to be, we'll find out soon. And they gave that segment a D+.
Wow. Why? Who the fuck? Stop.
This is
Peach. Don't give any of their ratings or even mention who the hell these people are.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Naomi.
You don't like Naomi.
No, I think she's talented. I just don't.
You don't like the dance.
I just hate the glow gimmick.
Why?
I don't know. I don't feel the glow.
You don't have to feel the glow.
Like, she's talented. Yes, she's amazing.
What do you think that she should be doing?
She should be not doing the glow gimmick. Why not? I freaking hate the glow. I don't know. I don't know what it is that's pissing me off.
It's not really a gimmick. It's just
her dancing and with.
So she wants to be a smack. So she wants to be like a Nitro girl.
Oh gosh, I think that's why. So, oh,
you don't
Smoke.
Like the Nitro girls, do you?
No, I always liked the cute one.
The cute one.
Yeah, it wasn't like Spicy or something like that, or.
What about HBK's wife?
Yeah, Whisper.
Yeah. Yeah, when she gets punched by Jericho.
Yeah, she was whispering a win there. So Samoa Joe does an intervention to Jeff Hardy because Jeff is an alcoholic and a drug addict, and he needs to be saved.
Joe is taken from CM Punk's gimmick.
No, I think he's just doing it to just piss off people. I love it. No, because he's not.
I really hate what they're doing with Joe. He should be doing much more.
Joe should be top heel.
After his promos they had with his like very brief one pay-per-view feud with Brock Lesnar, they should have done much more with him.
See, Joe should be on the top of the list where Kevin Owens was. Kevin Owens should be still up there. You know what I mean? But WWE loves to push people down.
They don't love to push people down. They love 50-50 booking. They don't want somebody to look too special.
Like how Ring of Honor puts out their matches. Everybody's up there. You know what I mean? They don't put anybody down. There's not many jobbers in Ring of Honor. Right?
You know the only... You know when it comes to somebody that proves that you don't need 50... That, you know, it's like, oh, 50-50 booking or whatever. It's Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano loses most of his matches, and people fucking love him.
Yeah.
Like, his NXT, like, pay-per-view record is atrocious. But he has, like, the best matches, so people don't care about that.
So, one of my favorite things going on in SmackDown, and you're going to be like, oh, because it's your favorite wrestler, dude.
I'm
not
talking about Carmella.
No, I'm not talking about Carmella.
Who is your favorite wrestler?
I'm going to talk about The Miz.
The Miz? Okay, that's your second favorite.
No, he's up there right now. No, I love when he knocked on Vince's door. And he asked, can Shay come out and play? And I'm like, damn, this is great. Just because he asked, can he come out and play? Because he is 2/3 of best in the world. And I love this gimmick just because he just wants him to play.
He's running with that best in the world thing, like 2-time Slammy Award winning Owen Hart.
Yes, and I think it's great. I have 2/3 best in the world.
That kind of reminds me of Daniel Bryan with the I am the tag team champions.
Oh my gosh, wasn't that great? So then Vince goes, if you win your match with your partner against whoever, we'll talk. You know what I mean? Maybe Shane will tag up with him. And then Miz is out there, and it's Mandy Rose. Oh my gosh! Is she the sexiest woman in WWE locker room?
It depends on the day of the week.
It's a day of the week kind of thing for you?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was when she came out. I'm like, holy shit.
You gotta spread the love for all of them, you know, a little bit here, a little bit
there. Yeah. But I do love R-Truth. I think R-Truth is awesome.
He doesn't know what show he's on.
It's great, ain't it? He thinks he's on 205.
He needs to. Has he shown up to NXT? I don't know. Has he just randomly like walked out during NXT and was like, "I am here for my title match," and then somebody like Aleister Black goes like, "You're not on this show," and then kicks him.
It'd be great. But I love R-Truth. I don't.
And R-Truth is a national treasure.
R-Truth gets on the mic and goes to Miz. He's like, "You and Maurice," and like looking at Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose is like. And Miz is like, who?
Maurice. Oh, Maurice. Yeah.
Maurice. And it was kind of for calling her that. And him and Carmella come out, was outside the ring. Miz comes in, finishes R-Truth up, and you know who wins now. But the match was funny. I enjoyed it. It was. And then you got. One of the best tag teams in the world sitting in the back not being used. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. The Good Brothers. They took on the Usos. They're pissed off because they haven't been on TV since August. I can't believe they haven't been on TV since August. And they take on the Usos and Usos win.
See, you should have stayed off of TV.
Usos. No, it was a no contest, really. Sanity came out. The Good Brother.
Oh, my God, Sanity?
Yeah, they showed up.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they haven't been on TV either.
Remember when when their debut was supposed to be a big deal? It was like, oh, here they are. You know who's going to go through that is the War Raiders. They're going to make their debut. Everybody's going to shit themselves. And then they're going to disappear for like a month.
Dude, I still call them War Machine.
Yeah, but
yeah, the bar came out, and so Sanity beats all four of them in the ring, and then walks off, and the bar is like pissed off. They're like, "Wait, this is our show!" And then they jump in there and beat the crap out of them, and then walks out. Yeah, it was fun, and then we get to Rusev and Nakamura refuse to take each other seriously. Okay. Calling him a hedgehog, blah, blah, blah. It was a boring segment. I'm not a big fan of Nakamura. I thought he was great when he feud with AJ Styles. With the whole, like, kicking him in the balls, shit like that. You know what I mean? I thought he was great doing that. Now I just think he's boring. It's like, I am Nakamura, whatever. So, Brian and Almas took on AJ Styles and Mustafa Ali.
And Mustafa picked up the pin.
Yes. Styles and defeats Brian and Almas. And they get...
awesome.
So, and then they had tributes to the Truths this week. And NXT I haven't watched. In a while, I don't know why. I haven't. It's so much going on in life. Haven't had time to do that. A couple weeks ago, we had our first interview. You alright?
Yeah, yeah.
You need some of this?
No, I'm good.
We had our first interview. And I was getting feedback from a couple of. People that listen to the podcast and they enjoyed it. One guy I talked to because he cuts my hair. You're like, what hair? And he enjoyed it because he got into the military late and Frankie got in the wrestling business late. So he asked me, are we going to do an all interview with him? And yes, we will in the future. So, We were supposed to have an interview tonight, but till next week. Pro Wrestling After Dark 2. You know what I mean? February 8th. You know what I mean? If you want to check our page. We'll have it on there.
Where's the show at?
New Jersey. Vineland. I never heard of it. Vinland? Whatever. So.
Vineland.
Have you been there?
No.
You want to come with me?
We'll talk about that.
Because I know I'm going to go to it. I really want to see it. It's got a great... Got a great cast in there. You know what I mean? You got Strickland, Joey Ryan, Brian Cage, Gacy, and Frankie Picard is on there. Oh my God, Picard. So I'm going up there. I'm going to check it out. And
why?
Why? Because we love wrestling. Because
we fucking love wrestling.
But the week before, I'm going to go to Major League Wrestling. It's coming to Philly. I want to go to that one. And that's on Saturday night.
We're in Philly.
ECW Arena. 2300 Arena.
Yeah. You see, you got to call the 2300. Because when it, okay, so.
When I say ECW.
Wait. So this guy here. This is a funny story. Every single time we go to a House of Hardcore show, and you get the small number of people that always want to say, go Eagles. No. The ones that go, like, go Eagles. And then the tax man, he was like, Cowboys! And we were just looking at him going, not here. Don't do it here. Anywhere else but here, you know?
Yeah.
There's two places that you don't want to say Cowboys. It's here and... at the Eagles Stadium.
Yeah.
So, but the other part was, the ones that say ECW. Like, ECW. This guy right here, DB, every single time somebody says that, he just feels the need to go, they're dead! HOH!
Yeah, because, okay, it's still the arena. You know what I mean? I know. I still call it the ECW arena. It's, like, kind of hard. Some people still call it WWF, not WWE. You know what I mean? There's people that like loves wrestling so much, and I still consider it the ECW Arena. You know what I mean? It's home.
I never went there when ECW was around, so it doesn't really matter to me.
You were ECWA fan.
ECWA fan. I don't know. That's putting the term very loosely.
Didn't you tell me Loki was your favorite wrestler?
No, I said the time that my friend and I actually talked to him, it was kind of funny. You know what? It was one of those cases where how every single time you meet a guy who is notoriously known to be like a dickhead in the industry, where you're like, oh yeah, you know, I talked to this person and he was actually pretty cool. And I'm like, of course he is. But then with Loki, everybody is like, talks about just so many bridges that he's burned. And when we were talking to him, he was like the coolest guy. But at the same time, looking back at it now, I'm like, I could picture him being a cool guy. But yeah, definitely don't want to piss him off. So
I thought Joey Ryan was going to be a dick when I met him.
You thought that Joey Ryan was going to be a dick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at his fucking character. How can anybody that acts like that be anything but, like, a funny, cool guy?
I don't know, but I thought he was a dick. Like, I never met him, but that was the first time meeting him. I was like, holy shit, he's a nice guy. I don't know. I
don't get that. I don't get that, though. And then there's people who are, like, very dickheaded, and you're just like, this guy's cool. Like,
oh, you're going to bring out Austin Aries.
No, I'm not talking about Austin Aries. Man, fuck Austin Aries.
You know he was cool. I met him.
Fuck Austin Aries.
No, like, literally, I thought Brian Cage would have been a dick. But he's really nice, too.
Brian Cage is kind of funny. Like, he totally looks like the type of guy that would hang out with you, but at the same time, he'd be like, oh, man, I'm getting the itch. I need my protein mix.
Wasn't it at HOH when he got on a mic? And
he said something stupid, like he mentioned the wrong town. And like,
No. They said the state, not the city.
He said the state of Philadelphia. And people were like, okay, whatever you say. You just pulled a Scott Steiner there, so.
Damn, and we need to find it and use it for our clips. State of Philadelphia. But, oh my gosh, dude, like, this year is going to be the year of wrestling. I'm going to do a lot of, try to do more interviews.
Yeah, the collect your thoughts here. Like, there's so much wrestling. There's so much wrestling that I don't know where to start.
There's so many independent stars out there.
Ooh, I got something for you. What? So, my main man.
Oh, we'll get to that soon. I know who you're going to talk about.
Who?
Oh, I know. Who? Hold up. I know. It's your boy.
No.
He's in Ring Honor.
No, I was talking about somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Hold on.
No.
Let me finish what I was going to say. Dude, this year, I'm going to go try to get all these up-and-coming stars and try to get them on our interviews. Yeah, it's going to be, like, hard to do interviews, but you ask simple questions, boom, they tell you stuff. And it's going to be awesome. You know what I mean?
But we could have been doing that. We just didn't feel like it.
Nah, this is the year because we have no jobs.
We have jobs.
We have a job, but it's like...
We have jobs.
Okay. True, we have jobs. But it's not like...
You work at JB's Distributors.
With that job?
Yeah.
I quit there like 4 months ago.
Why? Did they give good benefits?
No, it was horrible. Yeah, they threw me to the wolves. But your boy from your past... joined Ring of Honor.
Yeah. He. Yeah, I talked to him like the other day. I was like, "Yeah, dude, you definitely deserve it."
It'd be great to have him on.
I don't think getting him on would be much of an issue. Every single time I want to talk to him though, I feel like I'm like, God, I don't want to make it sound like I'm such a total fanboy. Because, like, I remember, we're talking about Mark Haskins. Like, I remember when I used to talk to him, like, years ago, and he was always like, yeah, you know, I'm starting my wrestling training and all this shit, and I'm just like, oh my God, all these years later, and you have, like, experience in, like, TNA and ROH and the UK promotions and working with guys like freaking, I mean, I remember, like, 1 year, I mean, when he was, like, posting all the matches that he was having, I was like, shit, you're having matches with, like, some pretty big names over here. Although there was one match that I saw where I was like, okay, it's pretty awesome that you got a match with Sabu, but at the same time, it looks like you did a show in front of, like, 50 people. Like, so, I mean, but it was that, his matches with Aries, like, he did have another match after the TNA match where he, like, got injured. And then, who else? Like, there's this one, I mean, if you, like, just put up on YouTube, like, his name, and you'll see, like, he has matches against, like, Rey Mysterio, which wasn't too long ago. And it was some good shit, too.
Ring Honor's gonna show him a lot, you know what I mean? He's gonna be great there.
There's a lot of things that he could probably show him. I mean, there's certain styles, or there's a certain things that he does with his moves that, like, I don't really see anybody else do. So,
what about Jay Lethal versus Mark?
He faced Lethal before.
No, in Ring Honor.
Yeah, he had a match with him in ROH. Like when
Okay.
Well, I mean, okay, so
he was there before.
It was when they were so. ROH was doing the was holding like the UK tournament, or I forgot what the hell it was.
Okay.
And the winner of that got a world title match against Jay Lethal.
Oh, really?
In ROH, and Haskins won that, and that was Jay Lethal's title match before his other match against Flip at All In. So
Okay, okay.
So I'm like, oh my god, you're like a couple, like a notch or two below, like, hey, WWE, you know, can you? Well, he did have a match for, he did have a match at WrestleMania Access against, somebody from WWE. I forgot their name, but, like, when are they going to give him a call? Like, hey, NXT, we need some more people, you know?
I bet they will. I think they just want to see how he does in Ring of Honor.
Oh, I mean, there's so many people that they can give a look at, and it's not even a matter of, you know, oh, would this person be interested? It's just the fact that, like, they have so many people, even on, like, the main rosters, that they just don't know what to do with, and it's ridiculous.
Dude, Zack Ryder hasn't been on TV in God knows when.
They really should have done more with Ryder, but at the same time, you know, oh well.
Dude, you got two guys in the roster, not doing anything. They should just bring the Major Brothers back.
They gotta do stuff with just about every, like, you know, it's the, you know what the other problem is, and this is going back to the 50-50 shit, is the fact that they, you know, it's the whole thing that they were talking about before when they said that they want to make the brand the main star.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want to have another John Cena. I mean, it's kind of like when, it's kind of like if you discuss the history of, say, like the NBA.
Yeah.
And how there was a point in time in the NBA when they said, we need to have a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And as popular as somebody like LeBron James is, he is not on the same sort of level. I mean, Jordan was bigger than the NBA. I don't think that LeBron James is bigger than the NBA.
Jordan's feud, like, wrestling feuds was with Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Not, they're his best games, you know what I mean?
But the thing with WWE, though, was the fact that, like, even though you had Steve Austin and you had The Rock, they kind of...
Mick Foley.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, like, that main feud right there, that was, like, the top thing.
Yes.
And then you had guys like Foley, you had guys like Triple H.
Yeah.
Even The Undertaker, like, you know, people like that. So, it's just... It's really hard to get invested, like, in anything WWE related these days.
If WWE just let everybody wrestle and just put people in spots, see what they can do. Let's put Omos versus the champion and see how that does.
They have been doing stuff like they've been.
Yeah, they've been doing now.
The thing I don't like about what they're doing now, as far as, oh, we got to shake things up, is the fact that SmackDown was doing things right. I mean, yeah, they had some stuff that they could fix, but they made it appear like there was an issue with both shows because they didn't want people to realize that SmackDown was the better show.
SmackDown was the better show.
Yes, but if you're somebody who only watches Raw, and there's plenty of people who only watch Raw.
Dude, NXT, they need to go and do everything what NXT's doing.
But they're not going to do that because NXT works on a different sort of schedule. And they could have slower builds because they don't have as many shows.
Correct.
And their main shows are only an hour long.
And I think that's one of the reasons what's wrong with wrestling. It's too many pay-per-views.
Well, that doesn't even have to be an issue. It's just the way that they book the shows, is the fact that, like, even the major shows don't really feel like that big of a deal anymore. Like,
why doesn't WWE just do this? One pay-per-view have set of titles, okay? And then throw different things in there. Next pay-per-view, you had the other titles on that one.
They're not going to do that.
Hold on. And it will spread out. You use everybody in the roster on a pay-per-view. You know what I mean? You might see Zack Ryder and Hawkins take on somebody. You know what I mean? But you'll change everything up every month.
But they're not going to do that. They don't really care about that. It's the... They want to saturate the hell out of the market. They want to make it to the point where, like, it's kind of like, we have so much wrestling here that you don't possibly have to, like, you don't have a reason to watch anything else. I mean, the thing that Well, think about it, because like they're like, okay, so we have 205 Live for like that kind of style of wrestling, and then we have Raw and SmackDown, then we have the women's division, which people will say like, well, maybe they can have their own show, whatever. I mean, the women's division is their main focus right now.
Yes.
Anybody that says otherwise is like stupid. And then
you got the UK.
Well, that yes and no. I mean, that's.
But you had the UK. They're taking her. They took over UK already.
And then they also have, and I remember an interview that Triple H and Stephanie had when they were talking about how they booked the shows, and they said that NXT is booked for us, like, you know, the type of people that'll read the message boards and listen to podcasts and, like, you know, want to feel smarter than your average fan, so.
Like the all-in pay-per-views or Ring of Honor stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff that...
You know what they would say? Why would you care about all-in when you have an all-in every single takeover? Every takeover has been awesome. And they could do that all the time.
Correct.
Like, that's the thing, is that WWE can spoil the fuck out of people if they feel like it. Like, it's just a matter of what they want to do.
I would love awesome pay-per-views every month. You know what I mean?
But then that would be the new... But you know what? But the other problem with that, though, and it kind of sucks, is the fact that when they do that and that becomes the new standard, all of a sudden everybody gets spoiled to that, and suddenly a five-star match is no longer a five-star match because they're like, oh, this is boring. We want more. That was the same thing that happened with the Attitude Era, was the fact that, yeah, there was some dumb shit. But I'm talking about as far as, like, the things that people, like... The things that set off people's dopamines. It was like, oh, tables, lots of blood, but they did that shit all the time to the matter where it didn't matter.
So, if anybody hasn't watched wrestling, if you don't know about the Attitude Era, that was like back in 98 and...
That was like...
97, 98.
That was 90... So their official start, they said, was when Austin won the title at WrestleMania against Michaels, and then it went till WrestleMania 17.
So it was like 97.
So if you look at online, that's kind of what they call, like, their, you know.
Because I know there's people that might not watch wrestling, but are they want to know more about it.
There's a lot of people that actually prefer the Ruthless Aggression era. I love that era. That era was awesome. It had some great matches.
You know the crazy thing is what I liked? It was the original Dota year.
And that one was awesome too.
You know what I mean? I loved the whole...
That was great for characters. They had some great characters.
But if you get in there, buy the WWE Network. It's only $9.99 in US. I'm not sure how much anywhere else. And just watch stuff. YouTube can help you, but it doesn't tell you dates. WWE has everything in dated.
So except for Benoit matches.
Yeah, you can look up Benoit matches somewhere else. But, oh gosh, I think... Yeah.
You had a thought, go ahead.
Yeah, complete. I'm thinking, like...
Don't think too hard.
Dude, because you got WCW and the whole Attitude Era with WCW, NWO. That was like one of the best times growing up. Like the whole, like I watched WCW. You know what I mean?
But then you also had ECW. That was where the more adult oriented yes. content came from.
So every Monday night I always watched WCW and I first hour. Then I went to Raw and watched Raw. And then I went back because, and I recorded WCW at night, so they came on reruns. So I had time to watch it again, you know what I mean?
You know the thing that I love about the current, is that back in the day when they did Monday Night Raw, it was like, okay, first hour is Raw. Now we're going to shift to the more adult-oriented content because it's past the 9 o'clock hour.
It's Monday night.
So here's a question. Why would it all be kiddie, like kids oriented on Raw now, it's still like, are they like, yeah, kids are still up. You know, they haven't gone to sleep yet. They're on their phones.
They're on their phones. They're watching everything.
Or they're playing Call of Duty.
Call of Duty on Fortnite, dancing around doing this.
If they're really worried about like, oh, you know, we got to make sure that this that we maintain a clean image. Have you seen what kids watch these days? They got a lot of stuff that they can watch that's a lot more insulting and you know, oh god, you just hurt my feelings, like than anything that they could put on Raw. So
yeah, it's true. If people want to start, they should just watch the Attitude Era and WCW at the same time. Try to get the dates together and watch Raw one hour, then watch WCW.
We keep talking about Raw and Nitro. Fuck all that. I want to talk about Thunder.
Dude, we'll do Thunder later.
Thunder was such a horrible idea.
Oh my gosh. I've been to the Thunder show in Philly.
Yeah, but Thunder was such a horrible idea.
Dude, it was like the B show for them. And it was like, you got all the NWO black and white, not the Wolfpack. It was all W. You had like Virgil, and I'm like, oh, this is the worst show ever. It was the B show. Hulk Hogan's not gonna be here. You're gonna get Lex Luger.
What's wrong with Lex Luger?
I don't know. He killed Miss Elizabeth. But
he didn't kill Miss Elizabeth.
He gave her the drugs.
Yeah, and she decided to take them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
People got to take personal responsibility.
Yeah, we do. I take my responsibility and drink body armor.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm drinking coffee energy drinks, so I guess you'll be.
Dude, maybe somebody will listen and go, oh, dude, we're the body armor guys. Let's give them some drinks.
Shut the fuck up. That ain't gonna happen.
Man, why not? It's like, you want some thirst? Has coconut water.
So what else is going on?
What did I see? We talked about your boy Mark Hacks.
Close enough, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I butchered his name. I didn't mean to. What were you gonna say? Your other boy?
No, I was messing with you.
Oh, that's so it was. Yeah. So what is going on? Oh, JBL was on tribute to, oh my gosh.
Tribute to the
troops. Yes. It was good to see him back on TV for 5 minutes, and I turned it off because I didn't want to watch it. Because I had better things to do. And Uber.
I don't think I got a whole lot of other things to talk about, but so we're going to shorten this one, but there are the fantasy league end of year.
Oh yeah, James Weiss won this year. Jamek came in second. Dave Rocker came in third.
Who the hell is that? Fuck him. He's your number one fan.
Yeah, he is my number one fan. He was a good guy. He has a Twitter that follows me everywhere I go. Elite put a trademark on, that's all, really. So, I would like to, I don't know what it is, but, like, I had plans to do an interview today, and now I just, like, didn't have anything ready for today.
So, yeah, so, you got a week to prepare.
Yeah, so I might do two if I can't get an interview.
Two? Man, you're just so... God, one interview is just not enough. We gotta have two interviews.
No, I was talking about two set of days. If we can't get an interview, we'll do Raw and SmackDown. You know what I mean? We'll talk about that. Well, I wasn't ready for this, so I wasn't thinking what we were sure gonna do today, and that's my
fault. Anybody that needs a clue on anything, we're never ready for shit. So we just...
No, I am always ready, dude.
But we don't outline anything like we used to. And that's my fault. I need to get on top of that.
We need to start doing that more.
You know what we need more of? The man's man.
Oh man, I miss him.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like, we should get him on one day.
We're missing a lot of people. We're also missing
JCL. I miss him right now.
Yeah. And the Trash Man.
Josh Ho. Don't forget the Truth, James Weiss.
And the Tax Man, everybody. Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. And then you got Ricky Riott. That does the Marks and Roundtable with me.
The one person we're not going to mention.
No, but I'm not going to say his name.
George.
Yeah, dude, if he did what he had to do, I will totally back him up for everything else. But he doesn't. He doesn't care. So I don't care. Makes sense, right? Well, who else are we missing? We got the Loops, the Greek man, the Keener. Greek god. Keener reports.
About him.
Yeah.
There's two things you don't do. You don't forget about Keener, and you don't say wrestling. You don't say wrestling is fake.
I know, not if around him.
He'll, oh God.
He'll break your arm.
He gets so pissed. Oh God.
Oh gosh, who else is out there, that comes on our shows?
Got the social media queen, Kristen.
Oh yes.
She hates my guts, but she still talks to you and GCL.
Yeah, like she started talking back to me again.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had a falling out for a second.
Yeah.
Just because of she was talking about New Day, and I'm like, dude, I'm watching All In. I really don't want to know about the New Day.
I see a couple other people. We also got my buddy Joe Masano, who.
Yeah.
Hasn't been on the page for a while because I don't know what he's up to. I gotta talk to him.
Yeah, tell him I miss him, man.
I know that he's like the John Cena of the group. You either love him or hate him. We also got
we got Big Man Joe Law. Yeah,
there's also Stewie. He's one. He likes to post every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know about him. He's also got his own podcast. We also have the other people, other pages like Wrestle Cave.
Wrestle Cave.
They're all. He is.
These new guys that we just met, I just met the other day, are Smart Mark, Allie.
Yeah.
Cool. They're all cool guys, man. They brought Jeff Jarrett in. And
wait a second. You know who else is out there? Double Dropkick. Two cool guys who love wrestling.
You need to get that.
I know. I need to get a sound clip, and I mention that every week too.
So. We need to start doing sound clips and just throw them on there.
Get a soundboard. Just start pressing buttons. They have apps for that on the phone.
Oh, do they? Soundboards?
Yeah.
Huh.
Who else we got? We're going to mention all these people, and then we're going to forget one. They're going to message and be like, yeah, what about me?
You can't forget the guys that do hang out with us when we go to wrestling shows. Bennett. Brian Bennett. He goes
what other dudes?
I'm trying to think. Art Hall. Hi, Art. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting. I know Kevin came out with us one time. Kevin Bender. He won that one year.
Billy, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
Oh, there you go, Billy. Look at that. Who else is out there? I would like to say thank you to the people that are listening and give me feedback every time.
Yes, how you put up with our shit on a weekly basis, not quite sure.
I love you all.
I know what they're saying. They're like, we put up with his shit, we don't listen to you.
I want to get this right because I'm not looking at anything. Dan Syke, 10 count. Yeah, it's an article he does.
Yeah.
Dude, he does interviews with wrestlers and they're really good. He posts them on our page. Read them. You know what I mean?
You know who else is out there? It's
Mark Haxton.
No. What's that one Facebook page?
Cult
of Kayfabe.
Ah, I hate them.
Why?
Because they kicked me out of the group.
Why?
Because I called them all snowflakes.
Well, you can't do that. People don't.
Well, it's my gimmick.
But people don't. It's. You can't do that. Nobody likes being called. Nobody likes being called snowflakes. Nobody likes being called stupid liberals. Nobody likes being called. Okay, here's a question. So, I never hear somebody actually, and this is coming from, this is an actual question. I'm not trying to like start shit. So I find it funny that it's like, you know, you got the stupid liberals and you got the snowflakes, but on the Republican side, how do you insult them? You fucking Trump supporter. I never hear somebody go, "You Obama supporter." You know what they would say? Well, yeah, sort of.
Like, if I see something stupid.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of Trump, this will be the one little political thing they're throwing. I was reading this. I said, "Oh my god, he just outed Mattis or whatever, like the general dude. That was the one guy that everybody loved. He was like the gung-ho army guy or the military guy." I was like, what's going on? You're kicking everybody out. Except for Linda.
Linda McMahon is staying. She's gonna be the last man standing.
No. She's like, I got something on you, Trump, that'll take you down. So you gotta stay in good graces.
I want her to run after Trump's done. I want her to run for president.
That ain't gonna work out.
I want her to be the first female president.
That's not gonna work out because her...
Wouldn't you love Vince McMahon to be the first man?
The first man. Linda, for how intelligent she is and everything, you know, obviously more than I could even say.
She ran.
Every time that she's tried to do anything on her own, it hasn't worked out.
Because everybody brings the wrestling back into it.
That wasn't... Yes and no.
That's one of the reasons why she lost.
But that wasn't the only reason.
She wasn't taking money either.
But, like, the other thing was the fact that, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to shut up now.
I really don't want to talk about politics, but,
But politics and wrestling go hand in hand. I mean, they are so intertwined.
January 25th, the first annual Bruiser Brody Cup. Oh my gosh.
Bruiser Brody.
Yes.
Who do we have on this picture? We got... Dreamer. Yeah, there's Dreamer. Good Dreamer. Oh, look, it's Abyss.
Abyss. And Sam Callahan.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie Edwards. Matt Dreamer.
And, this guy.
Butcher, yes. He's not wrestling. But
thank,
he's...
Thank God. He just won't give anybody hepatitis.
Oh, goodness, I saw that documentary. Who is this guy? This is the guy I'm trying to figure out who that is. Is that like Trevor Lee?
He looks like a balding punk Adam Cole.
I really don't. I'm like trying to figure out who he is. And
we'll have to ask about that.
Oh, this is somebody else company. I don't know. I found it. I thought it was kind of cool. I want to go see it. You know what I mean? It's just...
So you're the one guy at the wrestling shows that the people passing out the flyers actually appreciates. The ones that's like, oh, look, you're actually going to hold on to these. You're not going to throw them right on the floor right after we give it to you.
Oh, I kept... Funny thing is, I kept them just to put them on our podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Matt Tremont has some stuff he put... he posts on an Instagram page.
Yeah.
What's the matter? I'm trying to look for it. Oh my gosh, my phone just doesn't want to load. He just had a Merry Effing Christmas at the H2 Center.
H2O Center.
So, H2. Congrats on their show. Look at the dude's face, man. He got destroyed.
He loves wrestling.
He did, man. But if anybody's in the Conquer Mall area, if you want to go to Hot Topic, they're closing up stores. I don't know how this is wrestling news. So it looks like all their Bullet Club stuff is on sale.
Because Hot Topic and the Elite go hand in hand.
Oh yes. Oh yes. So, I totally missed out on that show. That was yesterday. Wow. I was thinking about going to this, but it's so far away. You know what I mean?
What show are you talking about?
The Merry Effing Christmas show.
Oh, okay.
I know there's Pro Wrestling at the Dark, too. That's February 8th at 6 o'clock.
We'll get more information about that.
Yeah, I can't wait next week. So. Oh, BJ Whitmore passed. Parts ways with Ring of Honor. So, who's going to take over for him? There's another thing that I saw. It's in New Jersey. Wrestle Pro. Looks like it's all comedy stuff. Comedy wrestling. Because you got BWO. So, it looks like it's going to... April 3rd, 2019 at 6 o'clock. I think that's... I'll post more Matt H2O stuff soon. If he posts, I'll try to...
whatever you find, you can put later, okay? You're trying to find everything. It's like, I have to get it all at once.
No, I'm not trying to get it all at once. I'm just saying.
Where you're looking at the phone going like, oh, there's got to be something else.
Got to find something now. But that's it, man. That's it. So,
if anybody needs any rides for New Year's, look us up.
Or Christmas. Got a question. Before we end this, what was your favorite Christmas movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Good movie. Good movie.
That was my dad's.
That's your dad?
Yeah. He watched it every year.
It was a good one.
I'm more of a Christmas Vacation person. Fuck Christmas Story.
Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas, shitters fool.
It's hard for me because I love all Christmas movies. I love Home Alone. I love Die Hard. I love Lethal Weapon. I love The Grinch. It's a Wonderful Life is one of my favorites. I love Ernest Saves Christmas.
We're forgetting about the best Christmas movie of them all.
What?
Santa with Muscles.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. That ends this story. I hope JCL is done packing away, packing trucks, and that he'll be back on next week.
Yeah. He'll be back if we promise ramen.
Dude, I was hoping he would want to do ramen tonight.
He did, without us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He had ramen. He was like... My other friend was asking about it, and I just couldn't resist. I was like, you bastard.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted ramen. I haven't had ramen since our boy moving away. Monty.
Yeah.
Monty. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't go to ramen without you, man. But I've been missing it, so I have to go now and get some ramen. But I was trying to find other places, but I can't find other places. I don't feel like going to Westchester and getting my car towed.
You're not going to get your car towed.
It's Westchester.
Doesn't matter.
Do they have pokey stops?
It's Westchester. I'm sure they do. It's probably next to the one of the random dozens of bars they have up there. Okay, so that's it for this week.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. And hold on a second. Well, Happy New Year. We're going to have another show before that. So we're going to have our New Year's episode. All right, so yeah, we'll see you next week. All right, bye.
Somehow I say Happy New Year.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.